Welcome to today's episode of Per Me Day in Translation. I am Abba Rinzechukwu, and my co-host is Abena Okulabi. Today's poem is In Pursuit of Somethinghood by Elizabeth Johnson. Elizabeth Johnson is a writer, researcher, and cultural producer. She works with the Writers Project of Ghana as a media and programs coordinator, as well as the manager for the annual literary festival Pagia, a literary festival in Accra. She has also produced the Lotus Symposium and Women Fest, a woman-focused festival for the Library of Africa and the African Diaspora. She is the co-founder of Arts and Thoughts Conversation and a regular moderator of cultural and literary events. As a writer, her stories, poetry, and articles have featured in a number of publications and platforms. Elizabeth is currently a resident with Oroko Radio, where she produces and hosts the MNR Show, a show dedicated to high life music and creatives. She is a 2022 participant of the AKO Kim Prize in Writing Workshops. She is also a 2021 alumni of Crit Lab. Her full-time job is as a teaching assistant at Asheshi University. While I translated this poem to Igbo, Abena's translation of In Pursuit of Somethinghood flows seamlessly in both French and Twi. Here, Abena introduces the poem, highlighting the selection process. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's session. Today's poem was In Pursuit of Somethinghood by Elizabeth Johnson, and in the next couple of minutes I am going to let you know why we chose this poem and what informed our decision. One of my favorite three songs to sing is, it goes like this. Ehina yerikoi wonko na unimo sepesiye wonko na unimo somensa timikan ejonya mie somensa timikan namaniwa. This is going to be like the context for the reason why we choose In Pursuit of Somethinghood. I have an iron deficient body, and every young woman who is menstruating is probably more familiar with this feeling than in the ways I would have expressed it. But yes, having an iron deficient body means that your body feels like concrete. And it's not a pleasant feeling, and sometimes you feel like everyone else has an edge over you and you are heavy and moving around tired and fatigued and beaten down by nature. I mean, you didn't ask for this, you didn't ask to have to menstruate every month and suffer the repercussions of it, but these are the cards you've been dealt with and you have to deal with them. One thing I've noticed is that when you are very tired or in moments of weakness, you ask yourself a lot of questions. Things come into your head. You have that thing that Apostle Paul calls a thorn in the flesh and a messenger of Satan. I like to think that all of us have messengers of Satan in our life some way. It could be, like me, an iron deficient body or something else for you. Something, some thorn in your flesh that makes you question the whole point of living. Everyone has their own way of dealing with it, but the beauty of life is in the fact that we are able to ask questions about why things are happening to us. Ask all the questions, ask the why, ask the where, ask the who, ask the what. Because everything is so confused and everything is a whirlwind. And questions are the only way we can figure our way out. Elizabeth's poem absolutely captured all these emotions, and I really liked how she was able to ask questions in the poem that, without giving answers, without trying to give some wise saying to make up for the lack of a suitable answer. And I find that beautiful. And I find the message she sends important. And I think that we become whole by questioning the point of it all. As regards the language, tree I chose because for some reason when I was reading the poem, that hymn just kept ringing in my head like, where are we going? I loved that the hymn was at the back of my mind whilst I was reading that poem. And of course, French, because it suited my voice at the time. I was really just being whimsical. So you see that even the Spanish part was just like some fancy addition. I hope you enjoy today's reading.
Ọchịchọ ihe zuru oke nke Elizabeth Johnson. Ị ga-ahụ m n'ebe mụ na-echegbu onwe m maka ihe ndị a. Anya m adị n'ime ohere obi m na-eru ebe ọ na-achọ ihe zuru oke. Dịka ijigiji mmiri na-ezo ụbọchị anwụ dị, akwụsịrị m iche, njem ọ bụ naanị m na-eme, na olu ndị dị m n'isi bụzi ụlọ. Ha na ihu ndị mmadụ adịghị adịgide ka oge enweghị ike dịgide. Onye maara ihe ga-eme m? Ikekwe mụ ga-abụ onye oge ya gafegoro, na-eche oge ume ndụ ya ga-agwụcha. Ikekwe mụ ga-etinye ihe niile n'aka m ma laa na-erughị eru. Onye maara ihe ga-eme anyị? Ịkwụsị ime ihe ndị ga-edute anyị aka ma jee mara ihe ga-egbu anyị. Kedu ebe anyị na-aga? Kedu oge ọ ga-akwụsị? Gịnị mere o ji bụrụ ajọ ihe iwepụ ndụ anataghị ike nye?
Bonjour et bienvenue à la séance de lecture d'aujourd'hui. Je m'appelle Abena et je vais lire In Pursuit of Something Whole par Elizabeth Johnson. La poursuite d'un tout. Vous me trouverez assis et réfléchissant à tout ça. Les yeux fixés sur le vide que l'âme consomme à la recherche de quelque chose d'entier, comme des gouttes de pluie aléatoires sur une journée ensoleillée. Je m'arrête pour considérer ces voyages que je fais. Ça a quinto yimono, men kwana menam. Mais avec des voix qui deviennent domestiques et des visages qui se figent avec le vieillissement du temps. Hinana, on y miebe bameso. Peut-être que je pourrais finir expirer, mais toujours là, à attendre que le soufflet se suisse de lui-même. Quizá se tome la justicia por su mano y dé paso a una salida juvenil. Enano ni mne beba yenso. Nyama ayat ni mwabe si sabwe ya. Ye yifu ya adrenim. Nyama yebe siya. Ayabe ma ya yeran kakran kakran. Ehina yereko. Brebe ne bebe wiyeye. Diye inti na eya adya ye intu mi fan chese. You take a life that was given to you without permission.
In Pursuit of Something Whole by Elizabeth Johnson. you will find me sitting and pondering over it all. Eyes staring into the emptiness the soul consumes in pursuit of something whole. Like random raindrops on a sunny day, I stop to consider. This journey, I travel alone. But with voices that become home and faces that freeze with the aging of time. Who knows what may become of me? Perhaps I might end up expired but still here, waiting for bread to run out of itself. Perhaps matters will be taken into its own hands, giving way to a youthful exit. Who knows what may become of us? Unlearning things that have lived us this far, learning things that will fade us out. Where are we going when will it end? Why is it an unforgivable thing to take the life given without permission? Thank you for listening. We appreciate your effort. Please do rate us and leave us a comment. We want to know what you think. See you tomorrow.